那我们现在开始了，萨提摩德君。
好的，好的。
爱昆塔之音服务源于聆听。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的奉献者们，在这个美好的早上，我们又迎来了我们喜爱的 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 为我们讲述有关主 Krishna 如何赐福婆罗门的妻子的逍遥时光。欢迎大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, we discussed chapter 20.
我们开始第23章。
Hare Krishna, Chandrasekhar Prabhu.
Yes.
你的声音特别小。
To have the echo.
Yeah, better. No, yeah.
Because if I use my speakers, my earphone,
then it's silent. I take it
out. And you can hear it more easily.
Now it's okay.
Yeah, so now I'm not using my earphones.
Oh, yeah.
So we will continue to talk about the chapter 23, which we began last week.
我们将会继续讲述上个星期讲过的23章。
The deliverance of the Brahmana's wives.
就是拯救婆罗门的妻子。
So we will finish this pastime today.
今天我们会把这个逍遥时光讲完。
Last week, more or less, we did half, and this week we will do the other half.
上个星期我们讲了大概一半，今天又把剩下的一半讲完。
So we'll chant some prayers, and then we shall begin.
我们先念诵一些祷文，然后开始。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tama Krishna Goswami Itinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Vipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, last week we began to discuss this pastime regarding the Brahmana's wives.
上个星期我们开始讲到关于婆罗门的妻子这一个消息方。
As you recall, Krishna was out herding the cows, and lunchtime came, and they were hungry.
我回忆一下，就是 Krishna 出外放牧，午餐的时候到了，但是他们就感觉到饥饿了。Somehow
on this day, they didn't bring their lunches. Normally they would bring their lunches, but somehow on this day, maybe because they left early, and the mothers had not prepared the lunches on time, so they left without their lunches.
不知什么原因，他们这一次没有带他们的午餐。他们通常都会带午餐的，也许是因为这一天他们离开的比较早，他们的母亲没有为他们准备午餐。So
Krishna could have taken them to a forest where they could find some fruit trees and things like this, but he took them to a place where there was nothing to eat, no fruit trees.
Krishna 有时会带他们去一些森林，那里会有一些果实之类可以吃的。但是这一次去的森林就没有任何的果实可以吃。Why
did he do that? Because he wanted to deliver these brahmanas' wives.
他为什么会这么做呢？因为他想拯救这些婆罗门的妻子。So
he went to the area, or to the place where their village was, where they were staying.
所以他就去到他们住的这一个地方。And
this place is more or less along the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. So a little bit distant from the Vrindavan forest.
这个地方就是坐落在马托拉的边界，就是和离文达文的森林有点远。So
in this particular area where Krishna had taken them, there were not really any fruit trees and or other things they could eat close by.
所以在这一个地方的附近呢。 Krishna带他们来到这里的话，这些森没有森林，就他没有森林的果实可以找到。So
Krishna didn't say he was hungry.
Krishna 没有说他饿了。But
the cowherd boys guessed he probably must be hungry.
这些牧牛童就在猜 Krishna 可能会饿。
But they knew because of Krishna's gentle nature, he wouldn't say this openly.
因为他们很熟悉Krishna的脾气，就是他不会公开的会说这件事。So
they said, we are hungry.
然后他就说我们饿了。You
may remember something similar happened when in the chapter of the donkey demon, Dhenukasura.
大家可能记得在那个讲到驴魔的阿嘎苏拉的那一章。不是,
Dhenukasura.
Dhenukasura.
Right, this demon, Dhenukasura, he was staying in the Talavan forest.
这个恶魔他住在塔拉万森林。This
is one of the 12 forests of the Brajamandala area.
这是Braja的区域的其中的一个，十二个森林里面的其中一个。But
this forest, and this forest was famous for its fruits, for its tal fruits.
这一个森林就是以这个塔尔的果实而出名。
But no one could go there because this demon, Dainuka, was guarding it for Kamsa. All the fruits, they were sent to Kamsa.
但是没有人能够去到那个森林去摘这些果实，因为当时是被一个名叫 Dainuka Sura 的恶魔把守着，他就是为 Kamsa 服务。
So again, the cowherd boys knew Krishna wouldn't say, oh, I want the tala fruits, let's go. Because that would indicate he might be greedy, but Krishna wouldn't, you know, express himself in that way.
所以牧牛童他们就很清楚 Krishna 不会跟他们说哦，我们去那个塔拉碗的森林吧，那里有塔拉的果实所以他们知道 Krishna 不会用这种方式来表达。
So they said again, oh, nearby there are some tala fruits, let's go, we are hungry.
他们就说哦，在附近呢有一个塔拉的果实，我们去那里吧，我们饿了。
But they were not thinking of themselves. They were thinking of Krishna.
实际上他们没有想到他们自己，他们想的只是为了 Krishna。
But they knew Krishna wouldn't openly say, so they used themselves, and in this way, to please them, Krishna would agree.
就 Krishna, 他们知道 Krishna 不会公开这么说，但是他们就自己说，这样可以取悦 Krishna。
So in this incident also, with at this on this particular day, in order they were thinking of Krishna's hunger. They were not thinking of their hunger. They were thinking of Krishna's hunger.
同样这一个事件也如此，就是他们没有想到自己饿了，而是想到了 Krishna 饿了。
But they were thinking, but they used themselves. They said, we are hungry. And then they knew Krishna would then make some arrangement.
但是他们没有说 Krishna 饿了，而是以他们的名义说自己饿了，然后他们知道 Krishna 就会做一些安排。
So, as we heard last week, Krishna sent them to this village, this Brahmana village where they were performing these sacrifices.
就像我们上周聆听过的，就 Krishna 就把大家带到了这里，就是婆罗门在做祭祀。
Krishna already understood that these Brahmanas were materialistic and probably they wouldn't give.
Krishna 非常清楚这些婆罗门非常具有物质主义倾向，他们不会给他们提供食物的。
But he thought, let me give them an opportunity.
但是他想着让我给他们一个机会。
But he basically understood they wouldn't give. Knowing their nature, he understood they wouldn't give.
但是他知道他们的品性，他们不一定会给的。
So although these Brahmanas were very pious and religious, but they were materialistic.
虽然这些婆罗门非常的虔诚，具有宗教心，但是他们还是物质主义。
They didn't really have any bhakti.
他们没有任何的奉爱。
So sometimes people can be very nice, they can be very religious, they can be very pious, but that doesn't mean they will surrender to Krishna.
因此有些人有时候他们会非常的虔诚，有宗教心，但是他们不一定会向 Krishna 臣服。
Sometimes they may even be against Krishna.Or against Krishna consciousness.
有时候他们甚至会反对 Krishna 或者反对 Krishna 知觉。
Although they are pious, although they might be very religious, but they might be against Krishna or Bhakti Yoga.
即使他们非常的虔诚，具有宗教心，他们依然会反对 Krishna 或者反对奉爱瑜伽。
So being pious or religious is not a qualification to receive Krishna's mercy. This is one of the lessons of this pastime.
所以如果具有虔诚心的宗教心，并不是得到 Krishna 仁慈的资格。从这一个加时光里面，我们就可以知道。
Just because someone has good karma doesn't mean they will be attracted to Krishna consciousness.
这只是说明他们有好的业报，并不意味着他们会受到 Krishna 知觉的吸引。
Good karma, or piety, or even being religious, is not a qualification to have bhakti.
好业报、虔诚、宗教心都不是奉爱的资格。
Because sometimes we have seen, maybe you have also seen, someone might be very pious and very religious.As a Buddhist or a Christian or whatever, but they might even be against Krishna or against Krishna consciousness or against hearing about Krishna.
有时候我们会看到一些佛教徒或者宗教徒或者其他的宗教，他们那些人具有非常的虔诚，宗教心也很强，但是他们不一定。会接受Krishna 知觉，他们会反对Krishna。
So it's not those things are not qualifications.
所以这些都不是资格。
What is the qualification? The qualification is bhakti.
那资格是什么呢？就是 bhakti 奉爱。
And where does bhakti come from?
奉爱来自哪？
Bhakti comes from bhakti.
奉爱来源于奉爱
，and that bhakti comes from Krishna's devotees.
那这种奉爱来源于 Krishna 的奉献者。
And bhakti comes from the bhakta.
奉爱来源于奉献者。
In Sanskrit, right, the word for devotee is bhakta, and the word for devotion is bhakti.
在梵文对于奉爱。的词叫做 bhakti， 对奉献者叫 bhakta。
So bhakti comes from the bhakta。
所以就是奉爱来源于 bhakti 来源于 bhakta。
Bhakti doesn't come from being pious or having good karma or being religious or being detached. It doesn't come from any of these things.
奉爱并不来源于虔诚宗教心或者气绝。
And these brahmanas are an example of that.
这些婆罗门就是一个例子。
They were pious, they were religious, they performed many austerities, they were learned in the Vedas, but still they did not have faith in Krishna.
这些婆罗门他们有宗教心，他们非常的虔诚，他们也做苦行，也做祭祀，但是他们对 Krishna 并没有信心。
The Brahmanas' wives, on the other hand, you may remember, they did have faith in Krishna.
大家可能记得，这些婆罗门的妻子倒是对 Krishna 非常有信心。
Even though, in one sense, they were.Less religious or less, they performed less tapasya, they had less knowledge, but still they had love and devotion for Krishna.
即使这些婆罗门的妻子可能没有那么强的宗教心，他们也没有做了那么多的苦行，也不是那么的博学，但是他们对 Krishna 就是具有奉爱之心。
Why? Because they heard about Krishna from Krishna's devotees, the Vrindavan residents.
为什么呢？因为他们从 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的奉献者那里聆听到 Krishna.
As you remember, they had heard from their young age. They had heard about Krishna from the vegetable sellers and the flower sellers and people like this who, you know, traveled from village to village selling their items.
就是他们在年轻的时候呢，就从Vrindavan 的居民那些卖鲜花的人和卖蔬菜的人那里聆听到关于 Krishna 的故事。
And all these people, they had great love and faith in Krishna themselves. So when they spoke about Krishna, the people who were hearing also developed love and faith in Krishna.
这些人他们对 Krishna 具有非常大的信心，所以当他们讲到关于 Krishna 消的时光的时候，同样聆听的人也会具有这样的信心。
That is how they developed their devotion and faith in Krishna was by hearing.
也就是他们通过如此的聆听，就发展了奉爱。
And compared to their husbands, they were not as learned, they were not as austere, they were not as familiar with all the rich, you know, religious rituals and so on.
和他们的丈夫对比，他们可能没有那么多的，对伟大经典没有那么的熟悉，也没有做了那么多的苦行。
But anyway, these things are not the cause of bhakti.
不管如何，这些都不是bhakti 的原因。
The cause of bhakti is the bhakta.
奉爱的原因是源自于bhakta.
So we need to receive the mercy of the bhakta.
因此我们需要接受奉献者的仁慈。
And then even people who may have a lot of bad karma, still, from that mercy, they can develop bhakti for Krishna.
即使人们有很多不好的业报，但是从这些奉献者那里，他们依然可以得到 bhakti.
And so this incident is one illustration of that.
这一个事件就是阐明这一个道理。
That these brahmanas were very learned and pious, but they didn't have bhakti. They did not have faith in Krishna or his associates.
这些婆罗门非常的博学虔诚，但是他们对 Krishna 和他的同友没有信心。
They were proud of their so-called religiosity.
他们对自己的所谓的宗教的出生非常的骄傲。
They were proud of their knowledge of the Vedas.
他们对自己拥有伟大的学识非常的骄傲。
And they were proud of their birth.
他们对自己的出生非常的骄傲。
So they could not appreciate the cowherd boys. They thought, oh, they're just simple cowherd boys. What do they know?
所以他们不能欣赏这些牧牛童，他们就觉得他们都是很单纯的人而已。
You might remember when the cowherd boys asked for some food, they ignored them.
大家记得这些牧牛童在向他们祈求提供食物的时候，他们忽略了他们。
They didn't even respond. They considered them not important.
他们根本都没有回应，因为他们认为他们不重要。
They spoke among themselves, you know, what should we do? What should we do? But they didn't say anything to the cowherd boys.
他们互相之间有交流，说他们应该怎么办，但是他们并没有回答这些牧牛童。
So Krishna more or less knew this, but he still wanted to give an opportunity to them.
Krishna 或多或少都知道这些，但是他依然想给这些婆罗门机会。
And he also wanted to show them, which we will hear today, he also wanted to show them that their wives. Even without so much knowledge and all of these things, they achieve the perfection of all religious activity, which is loving Krishna.
Krishna 想向这些婆罗门展示，就他们的妻子虽然不像他们那么的博学，但是他们依然可以通过这种方式达到完美。
So as you remember, the boys approached the brahmanas. They were refused. They came back to report to Krishna, and then Krishna said, "Okay, go and see the brahmanas' wives."
大家记得就是这些牧牛童被拒绝了，然后他们返回向 Krishna 讲，然后 Krishna 又说，哦，你们可以去到找这些婆罗门的妻子。
So they did.
他们就去了。
And as you recall, they became so excited by hearing that Krishna was nearby that they fainted.
就像我们还记得的，就是这些婆罗门的妻子听到 Krishna 就在附近，他们变得非常的激动，晕倒了。
And the cowherd boys also, they were so excited, they became confused what to do.
就牧牛童他们也非常的激动。
No, not the 牧牛童, the wives.
这些妻子也非常的激动，他们也不知道该如何办。
Even though the cowherd boys had, so they, the cowherd boys had to say it many times.
这些牧牛童说了很多次。
Krishna, in the beginning, Krishna told them, "Don't say I am hungry, otherwise they will become very worried."
在起初 ，Krishna 就告诉他们说，你不要告诉他们说我很饿。
Otherwise, they will become very worried.
否则他们会变得非常的担心。
But they will understand you are hungry, and then they will bring.
然后他们会明白到你们饿的话，他们会把食物带过来的。
But when the cowherd boys first told them, they became so excited and confused. Finally, the cowherd boys had to say, "Krishna is hungry. He wants some food."
因为这些牧牛这些婆罗门的妻子，他们听到Krishna 就在附近，感到非常的激动，他们也有点迷惑。最后这些牧牛童只能说是 Krishna 饿了。
And then they had to, in order to catch their attention, they had to say it a few times.
为了要引起他们的注意，他们说了好几遍。
So this eagerness came simply by hearing.
所以这种渴望来源于聆听。
They had not met Krishna. They had only heard about him. They had not even seen him. They had only heard about him.
他们从来都没有见过 Krishna, 只是听过这个人。
But by hearing about him, they came to the highest platform of Krishna Prema.
但是通过聆听，他们就达到了 Krishna Prema 的最高境界。
So we also, by hearing properly.
我们也一样，我们恰当的聆听。
By hearing properly, we can also come to the highest stages of Krishna Prema.
我们通过恰当的聆听，我们也可以达到Krishna Prema 的最高的境界。
Of course, not just hearing, but also doing practical service. Not just hearing, but also doing practical service.
当然不仅仅只是聆听，我们也会做一些实际的服务。
So they collected the foods, all the items, and then they...led by the cowherd boys, they came to where Krishna was.
所以他们就收集了食物，就随着牧牛童来到 Krishna 的地方。
So this is where we finished last week.
我们上周就讲到这些。
So when the ladies, they were having their food, they were bringing their food. When the ladies, the brahmanas' wives, when they saw Krishna for the first time like this, they became stunned in ecstasy.
就这些妻子们，他们带着食物来见到 Krishna 第一次的时候，他们就惊呆了。And
their excitement and their love was so overwhelming, they just became stunned. They just stood there with the food in their hands and didn't say or do anything.
因为他们就是变得极乐惊呆了，然后他们什么一句话也说不了，就只是提着自己的食物。
So when Krishna saw this, he began laughing because he found it quite funny. They brought the food to give him, but then when they came, finally, they just got stuck. They became stunned and they didn't give him the food, just standing there.
Krishna 就笑了，因为他看到这些婆罗门就带着食物来找他， 但是他们什么也没有说，然后只是看着他。
So then he began laughing, and in order to break, you know, break their ecstasy, he began to speak.
就是 Krishna 就笑了，然后为了要打破他们的这种激动， Krishna 就开始说话了。It
says that at this time, Krishna, he had a lotus flower in one hand, and his arm was resting. His left arm was resting on a shoulder of a friend.
就这一次 Krishna 呢，就手里面拿着莲花，然后他的左手就很悠闲的放在另外一个牧牛童的肩上。
So his left hand was resting on a cowherd boy's shoulder, and in the right hand he was twirling a lotus flower. So he was looking very, very charming.
他的左手就搭在一个牧牛童的肩上，他的右手就拿着莲花，看起来非常的迷人。
And in order to break their ecstasy, he began speaking.
为了要打破他们的这种激动不安，然后他就开始说话了。And
first he welcomed them.
首先他们欢迎他们。
Said, thank you for coming. Please sit down. Nice you have come to see me. You are very fortunate.
非常感谢你们来看我。 请坐下来吧。 你们能来见我是非常幸运的。
So after greeting them like this,
就这样子和他们打招呼之后，
and thanking them for coming,
谢谢他们的到来，
and offering some, and thanking them for, in spite of so many obstacles, still they came.
感谢他们即使有这么多的障碍，他们
Right. Last week we spoke about, I think, a little bit about obstacles.
上星期我们有讲到一些障碍。
Coming to Krishna, there are always many obstacles.
要来到 Krishna跟前有很多的障碍。
So this is not unique to us. Even so many years ago, it was also a challenge.
所以对我们来说并不是特别的，因为这么多年前，他们也有这些挑战。The
gopis also had many obstacles.
Gopi们也有很多的障碍。From
family members.
就从家庭成员那里的障碍。From
the general society.
从一般的社会。And
the brahmanas' wives also.
婆罗门的妻子同样也遇到。
But still, in spite of these difficulties, They overcame all the difficulties. They didn't allow the difficulties to stop them.
即使有这么多的困难，但是这些婆罗门的妻子依然克服了所有的困难，没有让这些困难阻止他们。
When we spoke about this a little bit last week, when something is easy to get, we tend to take it for granted.
我们上周有讲到一点，就是当有一些事情非常顺利的时候，我们就把它认为是理所当然、应该的。
So Krishna doesn't give himself so easily.
所以 Krishna 并不会这么轻易的给出自己。
There will be many obstacles.
将会遇到非常多的困难。
Especially in this Kali Yuga, maybe we could say the obstacles are more.
特别是在卡利年代，这些障碍就会更多。
Whether the obstacles are from our family, whether from the society, whether from ourselves, also we have obstacles coming from our own mind.
不管这些障碍是来源于家庭、社会，还是我们自己本人，还有我们自己的生活。
But we can expect that coming closer to Krishna will not always be easy.
所以我们不要期望达到 Krishna 的话是很容易的。
Serving Krishna will not always be so easy either.
同样为 Krishna 服务也不是那么容易的。
The nature of the world is not easy.
这个世界的本质就不是那么容易。
Even as we all know, even in regular life or regular material life, there are so many challenges and obstacles and things like this.
即使在普通的日常的物质的生活的话，也会碰到很多的障碍。
So when we cultivate bhakti yoga, also.
所以当我们开始培养。奉爱瑜伽的时候也一样。
In material life, people just struggle.
在物质生活中，人们都挣扎求存。
So we also struggle, but at least that struggling brings us closer to Krishna.
当然我们也挣扎，但是这一种挣扎会带我们离 Krishna 更近。
The struggle has a purpose.
这种挣扎是有目的的。
In material life, people just struggle.
但是在物质生活中，人们只是挣扎。
And then at the end, they die.
到最后，他们就死亡。
So even though they struggle, there's no ultimate purpose of the struggle except struggling, because material life is struggling.
就是因为物质生活就是挣扎求存，所以他们最终。因为没有终极的目标，他们只是挣扎而已。
So devotees, we also struggle, we all experience, but at least the struggle has an ultimate purpose.
当奉献者也在挣扎着生活，但是这些奉献者会有最终极的目标。
And that struggle is coming closer to Krishna. And sometimes the example is given.Like a mother, a pregnant mother.
就是有时候奉献者就这样子挣扎，但是有一个关于怀孕的母亲的故事。
Certainly, to be a pregnant mother is troublesome.
就是怀孕的母亲会碰到很多的麻烦。
Or to be a mother of a young child is troublesome.
成为一个就是年幼的孩子的母亲是非常麻烦的。
But that trouble is willingly done by the mother because of her love.
但是因为这母亲的爱，所以她是自愿的去接受这些麻烦。
And that trouble of, you know, being pregnant and then taking care of the child.Also, although it's troublesome, it also gives the mother and father much pleasure at the same time.
那这种麻烦就包括怀孕还有照顾孩子，这些都是会给母亲和父亲一些麻烦，但是同时也给了他们很多的快乐。
So Krishna consciousness is not just struggling. It's not just struggling. This, because it's for Krishna, and because we are coming closer to Krishna, it also gives much pleasure.
因为 Krishna 知觉是要让我们更加的接近 Krishna, 所以即使我们同样也挣扎，但是也会有快乐。
So it's not unique.For us, even way back, it's the same.
所以即使是在回归的路上，对我们来说，这些也不是特别的。
Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada often gave the example of Prahlad Maharaj in this regard.
就这一点，Prabhupada总是给出了关于 Prahlad 的例子。
Or Haridas Thakur.
或者 Haridas Thakur.
And、these are extreme examples, but these are examples.
这些都是非常特别的例子，但是就是这些例子。
But by Krishna's mercy, we, the devotees, can overcome all of these obstacles and gradually come closer and closer to Him.
但是有基于主的仁慈、Krishna 的仁慈，我们会克服所有这一些障碍，然后离 Krishna 会越来越近。
And the same is the case with the Brahmana's wives.
同样婆罗门的妻子也是如此。
So Krishna thanked them for this.
因此 Krishna 感谢他们。
He welcomed them and he thanked them. And then he said,
他欢迎他们，感谢他们，然后他说
Better you go home now.
你们现在可以回家了。
After all of this, then he said, "Oh, better you go home."
做了这么多之后，然后他说，你们最好回家。
Better you return home.
你们最好还是回去。
Your husbands, they have their religious duties, and as their wives, it's your duty to assist them.
就是你们的丈夫他们有宗教的职责，作为妻子你们应该协助他们。
And in Brahminical culture, the wives for the sacrifice or for the rituals to be complete must be done husband and wife.
就是在婆罗门的文化里面，如果在一个祭祀里面呢，婆罗门的妻子一定要在场一起做祭祀。
So Krishna said, "Now better you return home and help assist your husbands in their duties."
所以 Krishna 说，你们最好回家，然后协助你们的丈夫完成他们的职责。
So this made the Brahmana's wives feel quite surprised.
他这么一说，让婆罗门的妻子感到非常的惊讶。
After everything they did, when they coming, you know, their husbands and family members tried to stop them in so many ways, but still they came.
就是做了这么多，他们的妻，他们的丈夫还有他们的家人都阻止他们，但是他们依然还是来到这里。
So after all this struggle, finally they have seen Krishna.Whom they have just been thinking about for most of their lives.
挣扎了这么多之后，他们终于来到了 Krishna 跟前，然后他们梦寐以求想见到他。
All they wanted was to surrender fully to Krishna.
他们只想完全的臣服 Krishna.
And so much after so much time and struggle, finally Krishna is right in front of them.
经过了这么多次的挣扎之后 ，Krishna 现在就在他们的眼前。
And then Krishna welcomes them and he thanks them and some encouraging words and then he says, "Now you can return home."
然后 Krishna 欢迎了他们，感谢了他们，说了一些鼓励的话。最后他说：“哦，你们可以回家了。”
So they were, you can imagine, they were quite, you could say disappointed.
嗯，我们可以想象一下，他们会相当的失望。
But Krishna says, I am the super soul.
但是 Krishna 说我是超灵。
So we're always together. So whether here or there, it doesn't matter.
我们总是在一起的，不管是在哪都没关系。
Because I'm always with you.
因为我总是和你们在一起。
But then the Brahmana's wives, they say,
然后婆罗门的妻子回答说
That might be.
也许。
But you're right in front of us now.
但是你现在就在我们眼前哦。
You're standing right in front of us. The super soul is inside, but you're right in front of us. How can we leave?
你现在就站在我们眼前了。但是超灵在我们的心里，我们怎么能够离开呢？
Then Krishna says,
然后 Krishna 说,
But your husbands need your assistance to finish their Vedic sacrifices.
但是你们的丈夫需要你们的协助才能够完成这个伟大的祭祀。
And these Vedic sacrifices are explained by me in the Vedas.
但这些伟大的祭祀是由我在伟大经里面阐述的。
So if you go back and do these activities, then you will be able to see me.In this way, by doing your duty, you can see me in this way.
所以你们回去履行你们的职责，通过这样子的方式，你们就可以见到我。
This is an interesting point. By doing our duties for Krishna, this is another way of seeing Krishna.
这是另外一个非常有趣的观点，就是说通过。履行我们的职责，我们就可以见到 Krishna.
Whether we are, you know, wives or mothers or daughters or husbands or fathers,
就不管我们是妻子啊、母亲啊、女儿啊、父亲啊
it's not just, you know, chanting our 16 rounds, etc., in which we can see Krishna.But as we see here, Krishna is telling the wives, go and perform your duties, because these duties are also given by me. And by doing that, you will also see me there.
所以我们不仅仅只是念诵十六圈，但是 Krishna 告诉婆罗门的妻子说，你们回去履行你们的职责，通过履行职责，你们也可以见到我。
So the Brahmana's wives said,
因此婆罗门的妻子说
Very cruel of you to send us away like this.
你把我们打发走了太残忍了。
You say that you fulfill, you reciprocate with your devotee's love.
你说过你会回应奉献者的爱。
But why are you sending us away?
但是你为什么要把我们打发走呢?
We just want to be in the forest.
我们只想待在森林里。
And we'll give up all these material relationships. We don't need them.
我们会放弃所有的这些物质的关系，我们不需要这些。
Then Krishna said,
之后 Krishna 说,
But you are from the Brahmana community.
但是你们来源于婆罗门的社团。
How can you surrender to a cowherd boy? I'm just a cowherd boy.
你们怎么会向一位牧牛童臣服呢？我只是一个牧牛童而已。
And it's not socially proper.
在社会地位上是不恰当的。
But the Brahman, then the Brahmana's wives, they said.
但是婆罗门的妻子回答说。
But we've already surrendered to you.
我们早就臣服你了。
Then Krishna says,
Krishna 接着说,
But it's not suitable because you are from the Brahmana community. You cannot be my consorts.
跟神说，这不恰当啊！你们来源于婆罗门的社团，我是牧牛童，你们不能够成为我的伴侣。
If the cowherd girls, if they become my maidservants, then that's okay.
但是这牧牛姑娘她们可以成为我的仆人是没问题的。
So then the brahmana's wives, they say.
接着婆罗门的妻子回答
So if you will feel embarrassed if Brahmana ladies become your maidservants,
如果你说婆罗门的妻子会成为你的仆人你会感到尴尬的话
If you worry, you know, what will your family members say,
如果你担心你们的家庭成员会说什么
Then we will keep our distance. We will just stay in the forest of Vrindavan.
我们会只留在 Vrindavan 的森林里面和他们保持距离。
And then we will just take the flowers and tulsi leaves that have fallen from your garland.
我们只会荣耀从你我们会荣耀你的。莲花组下面取得的鲜花和图拉喜叶。
And then Krishna says, but your family members will not, they will object. How will they allow their daughters or their wives just to roam in the forest like that?
Krishna 就回答说，你们的家庭成员会允许你们只在这个森林里面漫游吗？
So they said, then we'll just reject them.
但是我们可以拒绝他们。
And then they said,
然后他们说
Anyway, our husbands doubt us already.
不管如何我们的丈夫都已经对我们怀疑了。
Because we have become indifferent to our household duties due to thinking of you always.
就是因为我们总是想着要见到你所以我们已经没有完成了我们的家务活。
So they already are doubtful and they more or less they ignore us.
他们出于某种原因他们已经忽略了我们了。
And after ignoring them and coming to see you, they will not allow us to go back home.
因为忽略了他们所以他们也不会允许我们回家。
Because remember, they all tried to stop them from coming to see Krishna, but they left anyway.
应该记得，他们总是用各种理由来阻止他们来见 Krishna， 但是他们没有理他们。
So the wives, they said, you know, already they doubted us, and this time, now that we have come to see you by force, they will not allow us to come back into the house.
这些婆罗门的妻子说他们早就在怀疑我们了然后这一次的话呢他们又阻止我们不让我们来到这一个森林
But now we have come, they will not accept us back.
然后但是我们依然来到这里了他们不会接受我们再返回去的
So then Krishna said,
Krishna 接着说
See something interesting here. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, of course.
这里有一些非常有趣的说明 Krishna 当然是我们的至尊
But still, he is playing the role of a human being.
但是他在上演普通人类的角色
AndTherefore, he also follows the various cultural regulations and rules.
所以他也在遵循一些文化规则。
Generally.
就是普遍的文化和规则。
course, sometimes again, he shows he is transcendental to everything. But generally, he follows the social, religious, and cultural expectations.
就是他有时候他会行动比较超然，但是他通常也会遵循一般的社会的文化规则。
So, when he has his relation, conjugal relationships with other cowherd girls, it's more acceptable. But if he was to have conjugal relationships with ladies from the Brahmana community, it's much less acceptable.
所以当他和牧牛姑娘他们有情侣之间的关系的时候，这是可以接受的。但如果是和婆罗门的妻子他们具有情侣关系的话呢，就不是那么容易接受。
Because the gopis are also from the cowherd community. Krishna is also from the cowherd community. So if they have some interaction, people will say, oh, anyway, the cowherds, it's all right. Not a big problem.
就是因为牧牛童牧牛姑娘他们来源于牧牛童的社区，然后 Krishna 也同样来源于这一个社区，所以他们之间互相有关系，这是很自然的，一般人都不会说什么。
But from the Brahmana community, right, they have much more higher expectations.
但是从婆罗门的社团来说，他们是有更高的社会的地位的。
More expectations.
有更高的，对他们有更高的期望。
And, you know, so many rules and things they have to follow.
他们得遵循很多的规则。
So if people hear, oh, the Brahmana's wives are with Krishna like this, then it will be a scandal.
所以这个婆罗门的妻子 Krishna 如果有这样的关系的发生，就会变成谣传了。
So this is another reason why Krishna sent them back.
这就是 Krishna 为什么要打发他们回去的其中一个原因。
So, but they were, you know, completely committed to being with Krishna.
但是他们完全决定献身于 Krishna.
And they say, we'll just wander in the forest. We will not come to your village. People will not see us together. We will just wander in the forest and pick up the prasadam garlands from you and the gopis, and in that way we will be satisfied.
然后他们就回答说，我们只是在森林里面漫游，我们从你那里从牧牛姑娘那里得来一些鲜花食物啊，我们这样子就可以了。我们可以就是远离这些牧牛姑娘。
And Krishna also said,
接着 Krishna 说
Don't worry about your husbands. When you go home, they will not blame you.
不要担心你们的丈夫，当你们回家的时候，他们不会责怪你们的。
Your other family members also will not blame you.
你们的其他家庭成员也不会责怪你们。
The demigods will tell them it's okay.
因为半神人会告诉他们这是没问题的。
Krishna said, when the brahmanas, when your husbands do the sacrifices, the demigods will come from the fire and will accept the offerings, and then the husbands will ask, oh, our wives have gone, what should we do? And then the demigods will tell them it's fine.
就是这些婆罗门他们在做祭祀，然后在火里面会有半神人出来，然后这些半神人婆罗门问没有他们妻子在怎么办，但是这些半神人会告诉他们没有什么问题。
Krishna this cowherd boy, the demigods will say, this boy is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if the wives have gone to serve him, it's the perfection of all your religious duties.
这些半神会说，这一个牧牛童呢，他是至尊人格守神，你们的妻子去服务他们，这就是他们在完美的履行他们的职责。
In this way, they will not blame you, so don't worry about them. Don't worry about that.
所以，通过这样的方式，他们就不会责备你的，你们不要担心。
And, if you want my happiness, I'll be happy if you return to your families and perform your duties.
如果你们想我得到开心的话呢，那你们就要回到你们的家庭里，继续履行你们的职责。
So then the Brahmana's wives, they ask,
因此婆罗门的妻子问
Well, okay, but will our desire ever be fulfilled then?
这可以啊，我们可以回去，那我们的欲望会得到满足吗？
Will we ever be able to become your maidservants and your lovers? Will that ever happen?
我们会成为你的仆人和情侣吗？这些会发生吗？
Because this was the love, the kind of love they had for Krishna.
因为这就是他们对 Krishna 的怀有这种的爱。
So Krishna said,
Krishna 说
Yes.
是的。
Very soon.
很快。
But for now, you return home.
但现在你们先回家。
And you serve me in separation.
你们是以分离为我做服务。
This separation from me will increase your loving devotion.
这种分离会增强你们的奉爱之心。
And this is known, maybe you have heard the term.This is known as Vipra Lamba Seva.
大家也许听过这一个词叫 Vipra Lamba 服务。
Vipra Lamba means separation.
Vipra Lamba 就是意思就是分离。
And Seva, of course, means service.
Seva 就是指服务。
So service in separation.
这意思叫做在分离之中的服务。
And this is really what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to share.
这就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 真正给我们分享的。
That this service in separation is the highest form of love for Krishna.
因为在分离中为 Krishna 做服务是最高的爱。
And this was illustrated by the gopis of Vrindavan and of course especially by Srimati Radharani.
这些有Vrindavan 的 gopi 特别是Srimati Radharani 展示出来。
Because in the separation, the intensity of the remembrance is much more.
因为在分离之中，这种意念的强度会很高。
So Krishna is telling the wives of the Brahmanas, through this separation, your love for me will increase and become more intense.
然后 Krishna 就告诉这些婆罗门的妻子。通过分离，你们对我的爱会更多，然后这种强度也会更大。
And then Krishna says something very interesting.
Krishna 继续说了一些非常有趣的话。
He said, "It's not by physical proximity that you will develop more love for me."
但是并不会因为这个躯体的这种视觉的关系，你们会发展对我的爱。
But by meditating upon me, by chanting my names, by seeing my deity form, this is how you will develop more love.
但是通过念诵通过看到我的神像如此你可以发展，你们可以发展对我更多的爱。
In other words, by service. Service.
换一句话就是通过服务。
Not just because of physical closeness, we will develop love.
并不是由于躯体之间亲密的接触，我们会发展爱。
But by service.
而是通过服务。
And by hearing.
通过聆听。
And already we heard earlier the Brahmana's wives, they had heard about Krishna. They had never seen him. They had not met him. They just heard about him. And by this hearing, they developed high, high stages of prema.
就是大家记得，就是通过聆听，这些婆罗门的妻子从来没有见过 Krishna， 但是他们已经发展到了 prema 的最高境界。
And often, Rukmini Devi, Krishna's queen in Dwarka, she is given as another example in this regard.
Krishna 的另外一个皇后 Rukmini Devi 就是她也是通过这样的一种方式发展了对 Krishna 的爱。
She had heard about Krishna and became completely fixed on his lotus feet.
她聆听了关于 Krishna 故事之后就完全稳固于对 Krishna 莲花族的服务。
So Krishna is telling the Brahmana's wives in the same way, continue in this way, and this will make your loving attachment more intense.
然后 Krishna 也是如此告诉这些婆罗门的妻子，他们继续。
Again, this is related to
的莲花族更加的依附。
This is related to what we said earlier. When something is easy to get, we tend to take it for granted.
同样就是我们之前说过的，当一些事情非常的容易得到的话，我们就把它认为是理所当然。
But when there's some distance, then the feeling of love and attachment and separation increases.
但是如果保持距离的话呢，对这种爱还有依附的感觉就会更加的强烈。
Just like for this last year, because of this virus, and probably for this year also, no one was able to go to the Holy Dham for pilgrimage.
就像去年。也许今年也一样，因为这一个病毒，我们没有任何人可以去到圣地里面朝圣。
And for the same reason, right, we cannot meet our respective spiritual masters and other senior Vaishnavas.
同样，我们也不能见到我们尊敬的灵性导师和其他资深的奉献 Vaishnava.
So I'm guessing this will result in more eagerness to do so.
我在猜，就是这会更加加强我们想这么做。
It will create more eagerness.
就会创造更多的渴望。
And you will think more deeply. Oh, how much I miss going on Brajamandala Parikrama.
因为想着哦，我多么渴望的去参加 Vajra 的要拜啊
！Or how much I miss Radha Madhava in Mayapur.
我好想念马普的 Radha Madhava 呀
！Or how much I miss the pizza prasadam in the prasadam shop.
我好想念在 prasadam 商店里面的那一块 prasadam 啊！
So we tend to value things more when we cannot do them, whether it's people or places.
就是当我们不能做某一些事情的时候呢，不管是人或者一些地方，我们就会更加渴望。
So this, you know, virus situation for last year and probably for this year, at least for a lot of this year, this gives us separation from the holy Dham and from devotees and deities and things that maybe we could do quite easily before.
对，这一个疫情，病毒的疫情呢，就是也许去年还有今年的大部分时间都会让我们处于这种分离，我们会和圣地、神像、奉献者等等处在这种状况。分离的状况之中，因为我们以前很容易可以去到这些地方做这些事情，但是我们现在就没那么容易了。
So this is increasing the attachment or the eagerness or the meditation upon all of these things.
所以这就是增加了我们对这些事情的依附，
Eagerness.
渴望。
So finally, when we are able again, you know, to go to the holy dhams or meet our spiritual masters and other devotees, then the appreciation will be much more.
所以当最后我们终于有机会可以去到圣地见到我们的灵性导师、其他奉献者的时候，我们可能会更加的感激。
So this is Krishna's meaning to the Brahmana's wives.
这也是 Krishna 想要对婆罗门所说的。
So after hearing Krishna's words, the Brahmana's wives, they left the food and they returned home.
听到 Krishna 的这番话语之后，婆罗门的妻子他们把食物留下就返回家了。
And upon returning home,
他们一回到家
the husbands could see that their wives, already they were, you know, transformed, but they could see they were even more transformed in ecstasy. They were in ecstasies after actually meeting Krishna.
这些婆罗门见到他们的妻子返回来呢，他们看到他们原本就已经就是有改变了，但现在看到他们的改变更大了，他们都处于极乐之中。
They could see they were just glowing with happiness and ecstasy and things. They could see the transformation much, much more clearly.
他们可以见到因为妻子见到 Krishna 之后的这种转变是非常的明显的。
And by seeing this, they also became influenced.
他们见到他们的妻子这个样子，他们也受到了影响。
And then their knowledge became more realized. Before it was just theoretical Vedic knowledge, but after seeing the, you know, the behavior and the example of their wives, then they also had a transformation.
他们的伟达知识也有了更深的觉悟，因为之前他们见到他们的妻子因此而改变的话，他们自己也做了改变。
Association, right? This is what association can do.
这就是联谊。
By seeing their wives and what had happened to them and their transformation, they themselves became transformed.
因为看到他们的妻子，看到所发生的一切，他们也改变了。
And then they became very regretful for their ignoring Krishna and Balaram previously.
他们就对之前忽视了 Krishna Balaram 而感到后悔。
So instead of blaming them, like the Brahmana's wives had feared previously, now they began to glorify them and their devotion for Krishna.
他们不再责备他们妻子之前的这些行为了，反而去开始荣耀他们的妻子的奉爱。
And they began to regret their own lack of understanding and devotion for the Lord.
他们就是对因为缺乏对主 Krishna 的理解和奉爱而感到懊悔。
And in this way, they blame themselves in different ways.
所以他们用不同的方式来责怪自己。
And they thought, we should also go and see Krishna now. Now we should also go and, you know, beg for his forgiveness and express our regret and such and such.
然后他们想着，哦，我们也应该去见 Krishna 来表达我们的遗憾等等。
Our wives went, we should also go.
就是什么，为什么，我们什么时候去，我们应该要去。
Because our wives went.
因为我们的妻子已经去了。
We should also go, and we should express our regret and ask for his forgiveness.
我们也应该去祈求他的原谅。
But then they didn't go.
但是他们终究没有去。
Why?
为什么？
They were afraid that if Kamsa found out they went to see Krishna, who was his enemy, they would be killed.
因为他们在担心，如果他们去见了 Krishna, 这是 Kamsa 的敌人，他们会被 Kamsa 所杀。
By this time, Kamsa knew Krishna, this is the one, and he is my enemy.
因为这个时候 Krishna 已经知道就是这个 Krishna, 他就是我的敌人。
And by this time, it was generally known Kamsa was trying to kill Krishna in different ways by sending different demons.
这个时候 Krishna 已经Kamsa 已经通过派出不同的恶魔来杀死 Krishna.
So, you know, this was becoming known by the village people and by the brahmanas and others.
因为这些村民啊，还有婆罗门，他们都已经知道了。
So the brahmanas became fearful that if they went to show support to Krishna or surrender to him, that Kamsa's spies, because Kamsa had spies everywhere, Kamsa's spies would inform Kamsa, oh, these brahmanas from such and such a village, now they're on Krishna's side, and then they were afraid Kamsa would do something to them and their families, etc.
那他们担心如果他们这么做的话呢，就显示他们已经向 Krishna 臣服，并且支持 Krishna。 然后康萨的那些密探，他们在每一个角落都会有，他们就会回去向康萨报告说，哦，这些婆罗门，某一个村庄的婆罗门，他们已经做了这些，做了那个。
So although they understood their mistake, their offense, they became regretful, they asked for Krishna's forgiveness, and they understood finally, yes, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he and Balarama, but still they didn't have enough devotion to actually go and see him because of their fear. Their fear was holding them back.
就是因为他们意识到了自己的错误冒犯，然后他们想去给 Krishna Balaram 道歉，表示他们的遗憾，但是因为他们的奉爱，他们依然会感到非常的担心，他们没有足够的勇气去做。
But the wives didn't have that problem because their devotion was much more.
但是他们的妻子就没有这个问题，因为他们有很多的奉爱。
So it says among these wives of the brahmanas, one of them was forcibly kept at home by her husband.
就据说在这些婆罗门的妻子里面有一个婆罗门的妻子被她的丈夫强制的留在家里。
So when the other ladies returned and told about their exchange with Krishna,
然后这些婆罗门的妻子回去之后，和他交流了他们和 Krishna 在一起的时光。
her separation became more, this one lady, and then in her separation, completely absorbed in Krishna, she gave up her material body, had her spiritual body, and then she went to be with Krishna in her spiritual body.
就是因为这种强烈的分离之情，然后他就在这一个时刻离开了他的物质躯体，然后得到了灵性躯体，他就以他的灵性躯体去见 Krishna。
And then soon after this incident, it explains that all by the mercy of the Lord, all of the Brahmana's wives, their material bodies became spiritual bodies.
就是因为这些婆罗门对 Krishna 的爱，然后他们很快就他们的物质躯体就转化成了灵性的躯体。
But in order to keep the social peace, unlike the gopis, the Brahmana's wives didn't have this physical contact with Krishna in this leela.
就是因为要保持这个社会的一种稳定，所以在这一个消时光里面呢，这些木流婆罗门的妻子不像勾品们那样，他们和 Krishna 之间会有一些就是躯体上面的接触。
Because as we heard earlier from Krishna, you are Brahmana ladies, and if you know if we have the rasa dance together.Then there will be a scandal because your community is much more respected.
因为我们之前听说过，因为他们来自于非常特别的一个团体，所以如果说大家都知道 Krishna 和他们这些婆罗门的妻子有 Rasa 之舞的话，会变得非常的滑稽。
But with the gopis, then it much more acceptable.
但是如果是和 gopi 的关系，就会更加的令人接受。
So Rupa Goswami, he tells us.
因此 ，Rupa Goswami 告诉我们
that these wives of the brahmanas, they are example of kripa siddha.
这些婆罗门的例子就是他们就属于 Kripa Siddha.
You may have heard.
我们也许听说。
There are three kinds of siddhas.
有三种的 siddha。
Siddha itself means perfection or perfect.
Siddha 的意思就是完美。
So there are three kinds of perfection.
有三种的完美。
Nitya Siddha.That means eternally liberated.
这个意思是指永恒的解脱。
Then sadhana siddha.
Sadhana siddha.
Achieve perfection through strict sadhana.
就是通过严格的 sadhana 达到完美。
And then.Kripa Siddha.
然后是 Kripa Siddha.
Achieve perfection through special mercy.
就是通过得到特殊的仁慈而达到完美。
So Nitya Siddha refers to those devotees who never become entangled in the material world.
这个 Nitya Siddha 是指那些奉献者，他们从来都没有受到物质世界的捆绑。
I think this refers to the Lord's eternal associates like Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, or Vasudev and Devaki.And the gopi, these are the Lord's eternal personal associates.
这些就是指主的私人的同游，像 Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda, Mai, Devaki, Vasudeva, 还有这些 gopi.
So these are the Lord's eternal personal associates.
这些都是主的永恒的同友。
Then we have sadhana siddhas. They become sadhana siddha and kripa siddha. Generally means that they, you know, became entangled in the material existence for some time.
然后这 sadhana siddha 呢，就是他们有时候在物质世界里面受到捆绑。
And then by good sadhana bhakti.They achieve perfection through very sincere and strict practice of bhakti yoga.
就是因为通过他们真诚和严格的风雅瑜伽的修习，他们就达到了完美。
And then kripa siddha means maybe not doing such strict sadhana, etc., but they have special mercy and they achieve perfection.
Kripa Siddha 的意思就是也许他们没有做非常严格的修习，但是他们得到了特殊的仁慈。
Of course, actually sadhana siddha also requires mercy. Everything requires the Lord's mercy to achieve perfection.
当然了 sadhana siddha 也需要主的仁慈，所有的一切事情都需要得到主的仁慈。
But in Sadhana Siddha, the devotee, they attract the mercy by the strict sadhana.
但是在 Sadhana Siddha 的奉献者呢，他们就是通过严格的修习得到了仁慈。
In Kripa Siddha, they just get special mercy.
在 Kripa Siddha 的话他们就是得到了特别的仁慈。
Like we heard, the Brahmana's wives, you know, they were not as learned as their husbands or as austere or as religious, and but they somehow developed this attraction for Krishna by hearing about them, and therefore Krishna gave them this special mercy, and in that way they achieved perfection.
就像这一个例子，这些婆罗门的妻子不像他们的丈夫那么的有宗教性，那么的博学，那么的苦行，但是他们通过聆听 Krishna， 了解 Krishna 之后，他们就得到了 Krishna 的仁慈，这就是 Kripa Siddha。
So they became, they given examples of Kripa Siddha devotees.
这些就是 Kripa Siddha 的奉献者的例子。
So after they returned home,
所以当他们回家之后，
Krishna gave the food to the cowherd boys who were hungry.
Krishna 就把食物派给了那些已经在很饿的牧牛童。
And it says, even though actually there wasn't enough to go around, because there's many cowherd boys, but Krishna made them, he made their bellies full.
就是说即使没有足够的食物可以派给所有的牧牛童，因为牧牛童有很多，但是 Krishna 依然让他们的每个人都感觉到吃得很饱。
Krishna himself didn't really want to eat.
Krishna 本人不是非常的想吃。
Because he was feeling bad that he sent the Brahmana's wives home.
因为他把 婆罗门的妻子打发回家，他感到有点失落。
He knew they took so much trouble to come and see him, and then he sent them home. So he was feeling a little bit remorseful. So he wasn't feeling like eating.
他知道这些婆罗门的妻子克服了所有的重重的困难，然后才最后见到他来皈依他。但是他依然把他们打发走了，所以他就不是非常想吃东西，有点伤感。
Right, so this again illustrates Krishna as a person.
这一个例子就证明了 Krishna 就是一个人。
He's a person with feelings and his character and his nature. He's not just the supreme personality of Godhead. He is a person with feelings and behavior and habits and all of these things.
所以就是他有自己的情感，他的品质，他有自己的个人的行为举止等等，他就是一个有情有用的人。
And we are parts and parcels. Therefore, we are also persons, and we have our feelings and our nature and our habits.
我们是 Krishna 的碎片部分，但是我们也有自己的本性，我们的习惯等等。
Why do we have? Because he has.
为什么我们会有这些呢？就是因为他有。
So what does this, the anarta of this pastime, what does it represent?
那这一个消失光有什么代表着什么污染呢？
Of course, as we know, Krishna is not killing any demons here.
我们当然知道 Krishna 在这个消失光里面没有杀任何恶魔。
So this anarta represents indifference to Krishna or indifference to Bhakti Yoga due to the pride of high birth.
那这个污染就代表着因为忽略了 Krishna Balaram， 就是由于自己的高等的出生，也忽略了奉爱瑜伽。
Sometimes people are proud of their birth or proud of being born in a wealthy family but because of that pride, like these brahmanas, they are indifferent. They don't have much care.
有时候人们会为自己出生于富贵人家感到骄傲，就像如此，这些婆罗门也因为自己的高等出生而忽略了 Krishna.
It also represents indifference due to being involved in other activities.
这个也另外代表了就是对其他相关的活动的忽略。
Maybe in our case, we are not indifferent, we're not necessarily proud of our high birth or our wealthy birth.
或者在我们自己的例子里面，我们可能对这些高等的出身、富贵的出身，我们不在乎。
So that's maybe we don't have that pride.
我们没有这样的骄傲。
But we are still indifferent. Sometimes we are indifferent to Krishna.
但是我们依然对 Krishna 忽视。
Maybe not because of our birth, but because of other reasons.
也许不是因为我们的出生，而是出于其他的原因。
So this is the other obstacle, that sometimes we become indifferent to Krishna because we are busy doing other things. We are busy making money, or busy doing this, or busy doing that, or just distracted. Because of our distraction, we are indifferent.
所以呢，就是因为也许不是由于出生，但是也由于我们会忙于其他的事情，忙于赚钱，所以我们会忽略 Krishna， 忽略去做奉爱。
Like when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the beads, how often are we indifferent?
比如说我们在我们的念珠上面念诵 Maha Mantra 的时候呢，我们是不是经常的忽略了 Krishna 呀？
We're indifferent. We're chanting. The name is the same as Krishna, but we are indifferent. The mind is going here and there and thinking of this and thinking of that. So this is another obstacle. This is another obstacle illustrated by this incident.
当我们念诵曼陀的时候呢，我们的心意通常漫游这漫游那，然后我们完全忽略了 Krishna， 这也是我们做 Bhakti 的其中的一个障碍。
Indifference. Basically, it represents the anartha of being indifferent to Krishna, being indifferent to Bhakti Yoga, being indifferent to the holy name, etc., etc.
这个忽视就是代表着我们忽视了 Krishna， 忽视了奉爱瑜伽，忽视了其他念诵圣名等等。
So this is the end of this pastime.
就这个下时光就讲完了。
The next pastime is Govardhan Puja.
下一个下一个时光我们会讲哥瓦丹山的祭祀 Puja.
Which is, you are all quite familiar.
我们大家都非常熟悉的。
Because we hear it each and every year.
因为我每年都会聆听。
So this is the next one. And again, there's no demon being killed, as we know, in this incident. But still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has included it.
虽然在这个下恶时光里面也没有杀恶魔，但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 也把它包括在这。
So we will...Yeah, begin this. And as we all know, this is a little bit long, this pastime.
我们下周会开始这个，当然这下时光会有点长。
Okay, la.
Okay. 我们看问题吗？
Yes.I have to leave at 9 o'clock today.
我今天得九点钟就离开了。
So if we don't finish all the questions, we'll just have to do them from next week.
如果今天的问题没有全部回答，我们下周再回答啊。第一个问题 ,Panchatattva Das.顶拜佛菩萨奉献者如何辨别真假婆罗门？物质主义婆罗门与奉献者的区别是什么？奉献者如何面对假婆罗门、假咕噜？
Yeah, I didn't fully understand.
Okay.How to distinguish the real Brahmana and the false Brahmana? What's the difference between this materialistic Brahmana and devotees?
Bhakti.
Yeah.
Bhakti.
And, yeah, yeah. Feng Xian Zhe. How to...
I know, I'm telling you. How do you know? You know because of Bhakti.
就是通过奉爱。
The Brahman is a materialistic.
因为婆罗门都是非常物质主义的。
Some Brahmanas are materialistic, like these ones, right? They don't have any bhakti for Krishna.
就是有一些婆罗门非常物质，就像这一个例子里面的婆罗门一样。
And when Krishna gives them an opportunity to serve him, they turn it down and they find other excuses.
当 Krishna 给他们一些机会让他服务他的时候呢，他们就拒绝了，找了别的理由。
So sometimes, you know, we approach devotees, oh, such and such, oh no, I'm busy, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. So this is a small example of this also.
就是有时候我们会接近一些奉献者，但是我们通常就会说，哦，我很忙，我要做这个，做那个，所以这个例子也是一样的。
Instead of saying, oh, okay, let me check my time and I'll get back to you and I'll see what I can do. This so easily and quickly, oh no, I'm so busy, I cannot do and this and that and this and that.
所以就是我们不会说哦要我回来吧，然后我看一下我能够做一些什么。我们通常就会拒绝别人说哦我很忙，我要做这个做那个。
So again, indifference because of being distracted by other so-called things to do.
同样就是忽视，就是对别的事情被别的事情所分心。
So it's not just with brahmanas and devotees; it's with devotees also.
就不仅仅是婆罗门奉献者，就奉献者自己也是这么。
It's not only a problem with brahmanas, it's also a problem with devotees. Indifference due to being busy for this and that. So many other things.
所以不仅仅是婆罗门奉献者，因为奉献者自己本人也是这么做的，有很多的事情，这个那个。
And if someone has bhakti, they will find a way.
但是如果一个人有 bhakti 的话呢，他们会找到方法的。
And if someone loves someone, they'll find a way.
如果一个人爱一个人的话，他们总是找到方法。
But if the love is not so much, then excuses will come.
但是如果爱不是那么的强烈的话，通常都会有很多的理由。
Of course, sometimes there may be genuine excuses, but I think a lot of the times there isn't. We just find excuses.
当然的话，他们可能有时候不会找理由，但是通常情况下，他们都会找出许多的理由。
So again, bhakti. How do we distinguish bhakti? How much love, eagerness? How much love and eagerness is there for serving?
同样就是 bhakti， 就是我们看到他对做这种服务的渴望程度和爱有多少。
Howdy. Next.
Devi Sati, Devi Das, 顶拜帕布翻译，请问对于虔诚但不爱莲谊的奉献者应该怎样服务他们？
What was that?
There are some devotees, they are very pious, but they don't seem like to associate with devotees, so how to serve them? From Devi Shakti Devidas.
Oh, well, maybe you can call them up.
也许你可以打电话给他们。
If they don't like to associate, then maybe you can call them up. Say, let's read together, let's chant together, or you can send them a gift. If they don't mind, maybe you can go and visit their home.
就你可以打电话给他们，然后问他们说，哦，我们一起来读书吧，一起来念诵吧，或者你可以给他们送一个礼物，或者说你也可以去见他们。
So you can think like this, if they don't like to come out so much and mix with others, then find some other ways.
但是如果他们不想出来和其他人联谊，那你可以找到别的方法。
Say, oh, let's read together once a week, or let's chant together once a week on the phone. You know, so you can think, use the imagination and think how to overcome that.
哦，你可以用你的想象看一下怎么样克服这个问题。你可以说我们可以通过电话，我们每周可以读书一次，我们可以念诵一次等等类似的方法。嗯，
Yes.
Okay. Next. 下一个问题，李丽萍 Shaki Bani Kaur Dibakuru Dibakani， 为什么婆罗门的妻子仅聆听关于 Krishna 消失光就会发展奉爱，而婆罗门就不能发展奉爱？按韦达经典说，帕布比马特吉更有智慧。
Yes, why?
对，为什么呢？
The Brahmanas had too much knowledge.
因为婆罗门他们太博学了。
Sometimes it is said regarding men and women, men think too much.
哦，有时候就男人和女人来说，男人他们想的太多了。
That's why we have more female devotees.
所以为什么我们的女性的奉献者更多？
Sometimes lady people, female people, they're more simple-hearted and more simple-natured.
就像女士们啊，妇女啊，她们就会，她们的心地单纯很多。
Because of that, they can accept more easily.
就是因为这个原因，她们就会更加容易的接受。
But men, they have to rationalize. They think and think and think and think.
但是男人呢，他们就不一样了，他们会不断的想啊想。
思考，思考。
不断的思考。
So that's an obstacle, and this is what this pastime is illustrating. They're proud of their knowing more, and they're not able to surrender so easily.
对，这就是其中的一个障碍。他们就是对自己非常有知识而骄傲，所以他们不容易臣服。
So although it may say that men might be more intelligent than women, that doesn't mean they have more advantage to accept bhakti yoga. It doesn't mean that.
就虽然说是就是男人比女人更加的有智慧，但是这并不是说他们对接受奉爱瑜伽会有更有优势。
And this is what this pastime is illustrating. It's not due to knowledge. It's not due to austerity. It's not due to, you know, knowing religious rituals. These things do not qualify one to receive Krishna's mercy.
所以这一个例子就告诉我们，并不是因为学识还有他们懂得韦达经的仪式等等，这些都不是接受奉爱的资格。
Simple-hearted，
心地单纯
，makes it more easy to accept bhakti，
更容易接受奉爱 bhakti。
So men don't necessarily have an advantage over women for accepting bhakti。
在接受奉爱的时候，男人和女人并不会，男人并不比女人更具有优势。
Each one has advantage and disadvantages, and that's true.
每个人都有优势和劣势，这是真的。
Men have their advantages and disadvantages. Women also have their advantages and disadvantages.
男人和有他的优势和劣势，女人也同样。
But in either case, material qualifications like intelligence or high birth or detachment, like these material qualifications are not qualifications to receive bhakti.
但是这些有一些物质的资格，比如说智慧啊、气节啊、博学啊，这些并不是接受奉爱的资格。
simple-hearted, innocent humility, this makes it more easy to accept bhakti.
心地单纯、天真，这些更加容易接受奉爱。
And this is what this pastime illustrates.
这就是这个小时光所要阐述的。
Yes, next.
下一个问题 ，Honey， 顶拜咕噜，我们对 Krishna 的奉爱服务忽视、漠不关心的原因是什么？
忽视 means?
Indifference.
Yeah, well, because we still have desires for other things, so many other things.
就是因为我们对其他事情还有欲望。
We're distracted by other desires and other goals and other aims. So because of that distraction, we sometimes give more attention to those things and less attention to bhakti, yoga.
Oh, 因为我们被其他的目标、我们的目还有目的等等分心，所以我们忽略了奉爱瑜伽。
And that's why we're here, by hearing about Krishna, as we are doing now, then our eagerness will gradually develop.
所以我们今天就是在这通过聆听发展了我们对这个 Krishna 的渴望。
This is what we are all trying to do. We're trying to, through the process of bhakti yoga, we are trying to increase our eagerness.
就是这就是我们要做的，我们通过奉爱瑜伽的程序，我们会增加我们的这种渴望。
And as we become more eager, we become less indifferent.
当我们更加渴望的时候，我们就不会忽视了。
This is our process. This is what we are trying to do.
这就是我们的程序，我们正在努力要做的。
Next.
下一个问题 ，Usha Davidas， Hare Krishna 顶拜老师，故事让我学习关注、专注念诵，顶拜翻译甜美甘露和 YY 服务奉献者，请问这里 Krishna 发生的故事中的仁慈指什么？感恩老师仁慈。毫不吝啬地分享给我们，让早上充满正能量，积极参与奉爱服务。
Yes, I didn't fully understand that one either.
In this lila, what is this mercy means? What does this mercy mean?
Mercy means the ability.To be able to serve Krishna.
这里的仁慈就是指能够为 Krishna 做服务。
Mercy means the ability to remember Krishna.
仁慈也意味着能够记住 Krishna.
Mercy means to the ability to chant attentively. This is.All of these things are mercy. Everything requires the Lord's mercy.
仁慈也意味着我们能够专注地念诵所有这些都是 Krishna 的仁慈，都需要 Krishna 的仁慈。
Of course, we try, we have our effort, but ultimately, we require mercy to be successful.
当然我们为了成功我们需要自己个人的努力但是最终也需要仁慈
To be successful we require the Lord's mercy
为了成功我们需要主的仁慈
So these Brahmanas' wives they became successful by this mercy special mercy of the Lord that's how they became successful
这些婆罗门的妻子他们需要 Krishna 的特别的仁慈这就是他们为什么可以成功
So So we also, this is what mercy is referring to here.
我们也需要如此的仁慈，这就是仁慈的意义。
And of course, we have to do our effort. I mean, the Brahmanas' wives, they did their effort, right? They had to overcome obstacles. That was their effort. But they became successful in doing this by the Lord's mercy.
当然我们需要自己个人的努力了。这个例子里面的话，我们的妻子他们克服了所有的困难。这就是指他们个人努力的地方，然后最终他们得到了 Krishna 的最终的仁慈。
Okay, la, I see that's the last question.
Yeah, the last question.
Okay. So, and it's 9 o'clock, so I do have to leave now.
因为现在九点了，我得离开了。
So thank you everybody for listening.Thank you, Chatura Devidasi, for your translation.
非常感谢所有的人，感谢 Chatura Devidasi 的翻译。
By the way, this is for you, Chatura.
Yeah.
It should be Devidasi.
Okay.
Dasi, right? Sometimes Chinese people, you don't say the Dasi properly. Devidasi must have the Dasi.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
好了。瓦昆达之音服务源于聆听。Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者，刚才我们聆听了 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 给我们详细的讲述了为什么婆罗门的妻子最后返回了他们家里。让我们对这一个小时光有了深刻的理解。我们非常感激川川水科帕布给我们的这么认真详细的讲课。我们下周同一时间再次欢迎川川水科帕布给我们继续讲格瓦丹山的小时光。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 非常感谢主持人的爱心服务。非常感谢大家提出的好问题。Hare Krishna.